This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No. Ugh. Actually, yes.
Confessions of a Dating App.
Back on another episode of Confessions of a Dating App. My name is Heather Collins.
Hey, it's Nudia. Hola.
And we're starting off this week with a very interesting subject. You know, we all know red flags. What's a red flag, Nudia?
Red flag for me?
Yeah, just what's a red flag that you've experienced in life?
Drugs.
Okay, so if they're into drugs.
Drugs.
I think a red flag for me was when I caught a guy, that, you know, OG. I caught a guy and he told me not to park in his driveway. He told me to park on the street.
Oh, the not parking in the driveway is a big thing.
That was a huge red flag.
Or, you know, when they ignore your call but text you. Right.
Oh,
they ignored it, but it's
red
like,
flag. Red
okay.
Flag.
And okay. They don't even tell you why. They're not like, oh, I'm at church or, you know, they're just like, what's up?
Very red flag. All right. Now, have you ever heard of green flags?
I've never heard of a green flag. I've never heard someone say, oh, my gosh, that was such a green flag.
No, because all we ever do is talk negatively about men. We're going to try to talk a little positive about men today because I feel like we've been a little negative. Green flags. There is a conversation on Reddit, and I actually saw this last week, and it was the top post on Reddit dating. So I was like, you know what? Let's talk about it. Green flags. How do you know when you're starting to date someone that maybe this is going somewhere?
I don't think I've ever had a green flag, so maybe that's why.
I've always
just had a bunch of red flags, and I'm like, these are red flags, but I'll turn them green, you know?
Yeah, I'm never going to turn them green.
Mm-mm. I've turned some of them green, not all of them green.
You're never going to turn them green, just FYI, ladies. Just get it out of your head. It's never going to happen. So, but I want to tell you some green flags, Nudia. So maybe you can go back in your little head and maybe reminisce about a guy who maybe gave you one of these signs, okay? So someone said one of the green flags is when you guys want to talk all day long, whether it's texting, you spend 6 hours on a phone at night together.
Yeah.
Do you remember those days when you used to sit on a phone with a guy for like 6 hours talking?
Like, you never got tired of it. Now looking back, I'm like, shit, I could have been doing so much other more productive things.
But like you want to sit on the phone with that person and then you're like, oh my God, this conversation was so great. It's 3 hours later, or you text all day long. I will say OG was very good at that. And the beginning of us talking, we were texting every day, all day, no matter what. We were texting.
Well, my last relationship, we're texting all day. And then we have these long ass phone conversations. And it's just like, it was constant communication. But I could talk to that person all day. Like I literally
talked
to them all day long.
That's a green flag. Another one is doing things for each other. For example, if you're like talking and on those 6 hour phone calls and you're like, yeah, tomorrow I got to run to go do this, blah, blah, blah. And I've run out of time. And he's like, you know what? Let me pick up your dry cleaning. Or, you know, you guys go on a date and, you know, he does something little like, you know what? Let me pick you up. Like something that's a gesture that they're going out of their way for you.
Yeah. I think one time I met this guy on Bumble and I was just trying to be a hoe, but I think he was seriously trying to date. And so when we went to hang out at his house, he like at that time I was vegan. And so he had vegan ice cream for
me.
He's like, yeah, I went to the store and I just got you some vegan ice cream because I knew you were coming over.
That is a green flag. They thought about you out of their way and wanted.
And for a man to think that hard, it takes so much more effort than for a woman. It's like easy for us, but for them to think that much is hard.
All right. Another green flag, Nudia, is let's say you're having a crisis. You just fell down the stairs and you're sitting at the hospital. I guess this kind of goes in the same realm of going out of their way for you, but they literally drop everything they're doing to be there for you. Do you ever have a guy do that? I have.
I mean, I'm trying to think. I'm sure I have. I've had lots of crises in my life.
Well, there's a whole list on Reddit date. If you go to reddit.com and then go search dating, this is like the top post, and it has been up there for like a week. So people are all about this because, you know what? I do think it's a thing where we always talk negatively about men. Like, even when we're talking, you're never going to come and be like, guess what? This guy did something amazing. You're going to be like, no. This guy did this. And every week we sit on this podcast. So I wanted to bring some happiness, some light, some excitement to the men and say, you know, we appreciate you when you sit there and take the time to talk to us for hours.
And your green flags.
Your green flags. We love a green flag guy. Green flag.
We have to be attracted to more green flags and less red flags.
They might be a little less attractive, but at least they'll be
a little less exciting,
but at least they'll give you more green flags. Then that's all that matters in life, right, Nudia?
Right. Green. Green is all that matters. Money, flags. Give me the green.
Okay, so Nudia wanted to bring up, speaking of dating, back to the apps, the dreaded apps. Nudia wanted to talk about a new feature on Bumble.
So Bumble, and I also want to talk about these sponsorships.
Okay.
That I mean, these apps are pulling in millions of billions of dollars now, and their sponsorships.
Yeah, because I pay $17 every week to find out who swiped right on me.
Yeah, it's like their sponsorships are so smart. So Bumble, now their FaceTime feature that they have an in-app one, so you don't even have to get their number or
anything
like
that. Which is
great,
because then you have a bunch of random dudes in your phone. You have no idea what they're not.
Yeah,
who
and you're just like, what? And yeah. So you get so confused. But guys kind of like that, too. when you can't remember them. So Bumble now has their face feature app. It's like a house party. It's like trivia. You know, you draw stuff, you play games. And I feel like that breaks the ice so much more than sitting there
and trying to have
each
a conversation.
Other.
There's nothing worse than like trying to like FaceTime or even sit across from a table with someone and have a conversation. And you're just like, this is awkward. So, yeah, I think the game idea is a great idea, because then you can play games. And then while you're playing
and you
the game,
you can learn stuff, you know,
like, something might come up that they know about. And you're like, wait, you know a lot about Star Wars. I know a lot about Star Wars.
Commonalities, but also you get to figure out like what their sense of humor is. You know, you get to figure out like if they're way too competitive and that's a turn off. You know what I'm saying? Like some people get really.
Wait. Is that a turn off to be really competitive?
Yeah, I think if you're like a sore loser.
I figured out why I'm single.
Yeah, if you're like a sore loser. Do you know what I'm saying? If you guys are like playing fucking like bingo and he loses and like throws a fit, that's not attractive.
That's,
you know?
What I do. I throw a fit.
Maybe one of the many reasons why it's hard to catch Heather. Hard to snag. You're like a rare Pokemon.
If I was a Pokemon, Nudia, which Pokemon would, what would my Pokemon name be?
Charizard.
How did I know you were going to say that? You would be Jigglypuff.
Whatever. Jiggly. Oh, he's
you're
Jigglypuff.
So happy.
Yeah.
I'm like, and you're like, Jigglypuff. What does he go?
Yeah, it's like a
song. That's Nudia. And I'm over here, the dragon. I mean, can I be the holographic Charizard, the rarest of them all?
The rare Pokemon. But yeah, so I thought that was a great feature. Also, so going off to our favorite dating app, Tinder.
Uh-huh.
They're now partnered with Lyft, and they have a new feature that is going to allow you to call a ride for your date.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's great.
That's a green flag, calling a ride for your date.
I'm down. Because you know what? I know that now I could get drunk.
And I'll have a ride home.
I know that I could now drink excessively.
Red flag. Wait, red flag, ladies. He doesn't get you a ride home. He takes you to his house. Green flag. He gets you a ride home because he sees you're a little too intoxicated.
You know, going to his house may be a green or red flag. It depends on how the night's going and how you look at it.
Oh, yeah. Nudia had a hoe night we're going to talk about in a little bit. But there was one thing that you told me. There's a partnership with Bumble.
It's Bumble and Airbnb. So this really caught me off guard. If you have been on Bumble lately and you're swiping, they'll have these ads that come up. So it's an Airbnb ad. And it's like they're trying to convince you to meet up with your date in an Airbnb.
Okay.
And
no.
Experience it
no.
that way.
No, no. Okay, but I
also love Airbnbs, though. I, like, love Airbnbs.
This is okay. Okay, I'm going to say this. I don't feel like that's safe. But on that same token, I feel like if dating apps took the same approach as TikTok, like let you post little 30-second videos, I think maybe we would be able to get a better match on. I'm getting somewhere with this. Okay.
I know. I'm wondering where you're going.
Okay. So for example.
Oh, okay. Because you get to show your personality more.
So you get to show your personality more because this is.
I agree. I think it's been a long overdue that videos should be allowed, you know?
Okay, exactly. Because you can't fake a video. I mean, I can Photoshop my face until I look like a supermodel, but you can't fake a video. And I think that.
And I'm a voice person. How your voice sounds matters to me a lot. Like a lot, a lot.
Exactly. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah. If you ever talk to someone on the phone and their voice is like this and you're like, what is wrong? You're like, sound like more like a girl than I do. Okay. So
I know it's because you and I have deep manly voices.
Yeah. That's how we're on radio.
We have deep voices.
So I feel like, and this kind of brings me into my subject. We're going to tie both subjects here. I had someone from TikTok that lived in San Diego fly out here and I have never met him and I let him stay in my house.
Okay.
Nudie, I mean, me like, I'm nuts right
you
now.
You have to remember, like I saw this viral tweet from, I was like, people asked Whoopi Goldberg why she was against marriage. And she said, because I don't want someone living in my house. And like, I'm a person that like, I love being alone in my house. Okay, so that gives me anxiety already.
Okay. So the reason why I say that Bumble and Hinge and Tinder should have like a dating app feature, because I feel like I would have swiped right on or left on this guy if I would have just seen his pictures. But because of his personality and his cuteness and his quirkiness, I was like, I'm going to swipe right. But in actuality, I added him on TikTok. We became friends and he came out here. Now, let me mind you, we did not do anything while he was here. We did not do anything. But I was attracted to him. Like, I was attracted to him because of his personality.
Yeah.
So I feel like if that feature was on Bumble or Tinder, I feel like more matches would happen because you'd be in love with someone's personality versus how they look and what they wrote. And yeah. I think that's the better way of doing it. Now, at that point, I think Bumble Airbnb would be cool because TikTok, with TikTok, there's a lot of people flying across the country now to meet these cool people they've met off the app. I've met three people. I've traveled to Florida. I've had people travel here.
You did have that amazing Florida adventure.
I have had people travel here. So I feel like then that would be a great way of doing it. But I honestly think TikTok's a new dating app.
I mean, because you know what? Here's the thing. You get to see the person's personality. Now, here's the problem that I could foresee with TikTok, honestly.
Okay.
It is a catfish. People could Photoshop their personality. So I think now we're going to run into this thing as this parallel where Instagram, you could make yourself look more attractive. On TikTok, you could make yourself seem more personable and more funny than you actually are because you have time to script out these skits. You have time to practice and redo them to seem funny.
Everyone I've met off of TikTok, I love. I absolutely adore.
Yes. But I'm saying this could possibly turn into a thing when it like it's a battle to see who's like the funniest at this point, you know?
Yes. Okay, fair. I mean, I just feel like overall dating apps are not working. Everyone's over them. We are talking about dating fatigue. You're fatigued of the swiping. Yeah. There's too many options. You get overwhelmed. You just quit.
I think there needs to be a reform. Like you said, including the videos. I don't know why that hasn't been done already. Maybe including the amount of swipes you get per day, like limiting them so that you are more eager to hold on to them and not just like, you get a swipe.
I think if you only had 10 right swipes a day,
you're definitely going to be way more picky, you know?
I feel like, Nudia, I think after all these talkings and discussions about dating apps, I feel like me and you should create a dating app.
That might be where it's going, honestly, at this
point.
Because
I feel like we are the holder of all the secrets.
And our dating app is going to be called Vagina. I don't know. I just thought of it right now. But
why Vagina?
Because we're both women.
That's so dumb. And maybe, okay, we're going to think of a better name for our dating app.
You're going to get a lot more attraction from men signing up for this dating app. And women are going to be like, great, Vagina, dating app for me, you know? It's a win-win situation here, Heather.
Okay, moving on. Nudia, let's talk about your one-night stands.
No, we're not. It's not a one-night stand. This is what I'm calling. I would like to coin this term really quick and clarify it. A hoe night, okay? So I've described a hoe night, right? You could have a hoe night and be in a relationship, though. You
no,
could have a
hoe
night. Listen, stop it. Are you going to listen? Listen, okay,
I'm listening,
listen to me.
Listening.
My
Linda,
definition.
Linda, listen, listen, Linda.
This is the feeling like you're a hoe, but you might not actually be a hoe. Have you ever, ready? Close your eyes. Everyone close okay. your eyes. Close them. Close them. Okay. Picture yourself, right? It is a Friday night, 2:30 a.m., right? You're texting, come over. You're in your car. The freeway's dead. The sky is dark. The stars are out. You're listening
you
to
see
fucking
a shooting star.
You're listening to Zayn Malik, you know, Pillow Talk. You're listening to you know, fucking Taylor Swift and Zayn Malik. Was it? I don't want to live forever. Yes. Okay. And you're just like, yes. And you're on your way to this dude's house, your man for the night, your boyfriend for the night, you know. And
Nudie is really
that,
by the way, with her eyes
closed. Is my definition of a hoe. This is a hoe night where you get that, you guys are talking or texting, or you get that late night text and you jump in your car. This guy could be your boyfriend, he could be your husband. It does, but this is my definition of a hoe night, where it's like late at night, you're driving to the person's house because you're ready to get it in.
Okay,
right?
So wait. So explain to me this. You're in a relationship, so you get one hoe night?
No. You're like I've had this before where you're doing that. You and your boyfriend are texting. You might have gone out somewhere.
He's
like,
you
know what?
A whole night where you just like ravish each other.
That's a whole night because you're getting that late night text. Like, you know what? You're looking real good. You know, you might have sent like a
nice selfie.
And he's like, ooh, come over. Like, I'm a fucking
okay, so
dick this down.
More like a sexual night. Let's not call it a whole night. Because I'm in my hoe prime right now. And
need to have a hoe night. This is what a hoe night is.
Okay. It's a night where you're going to put on your sexiest lingerie. You're going to head to his house. You're just going to go over there, he's going to throw you against the wall, tie you up, and you're going to have a great freaking time.
Yeah. Or just, you know, it's like a late night booty call type of thing.
Okay.
And you don't need to be an actual hoe to have a hoe night.
So you had one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who's
this guy?
You know, okay, this character.
Wait. Who's this guy?
I'm telling you, okay? So this character has asked why he hasn't been mentioned on our podcast before.
Oh, you're about to be mentioned.
Yep.
Here we go.
We're going to call him. So he is Scottish.
Ooh.
So we could call him. What do you want to call him? The Scott? Scotman? Kilt?
Let's call him Kilt.
Kilt.
I like
All right. Let's call him Kilt. So he actually has been very disappointed that he's never been brought up on this podcast before.
Oh, well, sorry, bro. We have got other guys in line.
And oh, gosh, so hot. You know, have you ever watched?
I miss Tattoo Guy.
Oh, I know. I love Tattoo Guy. Tattoo Guy's one of my faves.
Okay.
And the size of that man. Is pretty impressive.
Okay, where did you meet Kilt?
Tinder.
Okay.
We met on Tinder.
Wait, this isn't the guy that we both matched with, right?
No.
Okay.
No. No.
I would say, wow, Nudie's already cheating on me. For the guy on Tinder.
No. This is, I think we matched like a year and a half ago or something. We've hung out. We've had, like, literally, it's been cool, but I completely forgot. Honestly,
that he existed.
Yeah, sometimes I would forget that he existed. Honestly, I hope he doesn't listen to this part. But you know, sometimes you get with someone or you go on a date and you'll forget and you're like, oh, it was great, but I completely fucking forgot about that person. But yeah, I have a tip, a whole night tip.
Okay.
I want everyone to try this because Heather, when I tell you, I felt like I was in Nicholas Sparks' The Notebook. I felt like I was in fucking, you know, I felt like I was in a movie that was based on a book that had like fucking Fabio on the cover, like some romance novel. Okay. You need to, we had a great time. Then we go into his room. He said, Alexa, play Leave the Door Open by Silk Sonic. When I tell you that having a great adult relationship time to that song was the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
I'm dead, Nudia.
There was candles. I mean, it was just like the lighting. I literally felt like I was in a movie. Like,
You know what? When someone sets the, okay, so in my room, let me paint you the picture. Nudia, close your eyes.
But Heather, actually, really quick, your whole house is very sexy. Your house is like a sex house for sure.
Thank you.
Like you walk in, you're like, oh, there's some sex happening here.
Thank you. I've had sex on my balcony. I've had sex in my dining room. I've had sex in my kitchen.
You set the mood. Your house
I've
is very.
I've never had sex in my living room.
Never in the living room?
No. I normally stay upstairs. I don't really go downstairs. Anyway, let me tell you something. My bedroom. Nudia, next time you are at my house.
I've laid on your bed. Okay. I've laid on said
I'm
bed.
I'm putting you on my bed.
It's a very
and I'm
sexual
going to
bed.
Light the plethora of candles in my room. Mm-hmm. There's these three lights above my vanity, the little three bulbs.
Yes.
The lighting is brown. So it's very like moody. And then I put on Alexa. And then I have, I'm going to tell you all a secret right now. I'm about to ruin your lives, everybody. I have bed restraints. So I can tie you to the bed, your feet and your arms. So it's a vibe in there.
Hold on. Have you ever just whipped them out without saying anything?
I've only used them with two people.
Okay, because I was going to say.
That's like a third time.
I feel like I would abuse
the
restraints.
I've never even done that with OG. I actually got in a fight with OG the other day because I was like, you never tied me up. And he's like, I didn't know you liked to be tied up. I'm like, I have bed restraints. He goes, you do? So it's kind of like.
I never knew either. And I've known you this whole. You've never brought them up.
Well, because I don't want to share my secrets. And now the whole world knows. but yeah, I have a home.
Hi, boss. How I hire boss if he's listening.
Yeah, we're a little afraid, by the way, that our bosses are listening because now they're like talking about our podcast and like mass
emails.
It was
a company email. Yeah,
and
we're
like, please don't listen. Please, if this is the one thing that you don't listen to, please be this. But anyway, yeah, I think a vibe really changes.
It's so important. But like, I couldn't help but laugh just because I'm like, is this real life right now?
I have an ex-coworker that I want to do that to. I know you know who I'm talking about.
Who?
Oh, you know.
Ew. All right. I will say, though, this was the best part of the night. Right? We're still involved.
Okay.
The song is ending.
Okay.
He said, Alexa, replay. And I was like, fuck yes! I was like, yes, round two!
No, you gotta make a playlist. You know what? Next week, I want you to bring five songs.
Oh, let's have a sex playlist?
Yeah, we're gonna have a playlist. And we're gonna put little clippets of the songs into this so people can take it with them. That's a good idea.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
I love this idea.
And then you could vote on whose playlist was better.
They're going to be two different vibes.
You could try them both out.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Let us know what you vibe you like
Give
more.
Us the reviews.
Yeah. Well, I will have to get those lists together for everyone. But Nudia, I think you're right. I think I need to go have a hoe night. I think I need to DM a guy and be like, I'm coming over and just go and be my Sunday's best and just go for it and see what happens.
Yes.
You've inspired all of us today, Nudia. Thank you so much for your story.
Yeah, I know. I'm still on cloud nine from it, honestly. It was great.
Oh my God. All right. Well, we're going to do our confessions now. And one of the confessions, this one's kind of short, Nudia, because I have a friend who has a son and I'm not going to say the age because then it'll give it away, but he's younger. He's between the ages of 12 or 10 and 12.
Wow. This is really hard. I don't know how old this kid is. So the kid's between 11. 10 and 12.
He's 11.
What a range.
Okay, do you think 11 is too young to date?
I honestly think, like, looking back now, look at the kids that we saw in middle school and high school in relationships. Fucked up. Think about any kid. If you are the kid, you know, I feel like dating that young fucks you up, and I'm so happy I waited till after high school.
I'm so happy I was
date.
So ugly that no one wanted me until I was 16.
I'm so happy I was so oblivious because trash.
True. There was trash. No, I just wanted to know like what your opinion is. You think that 11 is probably too young because I feel like it will ruin you.
Yeah. Because then you're going to start to get curious about sex and shit. You know, like you grow up really and you start dealing with adult situations when you're a kid.
Agreed.
Like, you're not supposed to be going on dates when you're 11. You're supposed to be fucking playing handball.
She's not,
you know,
letting him go on dates. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. She's not letting him go on dates. But I just wanted to know your opinion of what's a proper age to start dating. But I think like 15, 16.
I think you asked me and you're like, oh, like, kid's 11 and she's worried about him dating. And you looked at me for a response. I said, oh, ruined. He's done. I was like, he's done. Yeah, once you start dating that young and you're a man, you're just like a sucker for love, you know?
I do agree. And plus, he's so sweet. I love that kid so much. He's so cute. I just want to know your opinion on what if that was too young or not. But Nudia is going to end this today with a very interesting topic, because I had a friend actually tell me this. And I was, when Nudia brought it up, I was like, oh, I just had a friend tell me this.
Oh, in the same situation.
Same situation.
I'm like flabbergasted by this.
Okay, so go ahead and tell us what this week's confession is from Nudia.
Confession. So this is a email we got. Hello, everyone. I've been married for 22 years. I have two kids. The youngest just turned 17. About 7 years ago, my wife and I were experiencing some pretty difficult times. We both weren't happy. There was no sex happening. Blah, 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 blah. He's like, fast forward to last week, her laptop crashed. And since I'm the tech guy, I brought everything back, including her emails, in which I find from 7 years ago, her and this guy, Brian, were messing around. He said he could tell that they definitely had sex. Definitely there's some oral shit happening in there. A big thing, which I think this he put in the email, he said, including oral, comma, which she refused to do with me.
Okay.
Period. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't said anything to her yet. I don't understand how people find out shit and they're able to keep it to themselves.
Guys can hold it in. Girls cannot. Girls like explode.
I haven't said anything to her yet, but I'm extremely angry. Not so much that she had the affair, because I'm in no position to do that, but she ran me so hard on the pretense that she was a faithful wife for all these years.
Okay. So here's my thing. If I was in a marriage and this happened to me,
7 years. Do you know what I'm saying? 22 years.
I would confront the person. I would go to the person and I would say, I caught you cheating on me. I found this email. I'm not going to divorce you. I'm not going to do anything. I want to know why. And I want to know why you never told me. And then once the conversation was done, I would say, okay, well, now I get a hall pass. Thank you very much. And you can either be upset with it or you can divorce me. But I get a hall pass now.
You know, you look so serious, and I feel like I'm in trouble.
100%.
I literally feel like I'm in trouble. I feel like I'm sweating a little bit. I'm a little worried right now.
I would say that they get a hall pass because you cheated on them. You cheated on them. So they get to do it too. So you see how it feels.
You know, but here's the thing is that when you're in this situation, person who emailed us, there's two things you could do. One, you just have to fucking have it, like you said in the beginning, have the conversation and let it go. That's the only way you could move on peacefully in a marriage, or to end it. Because here's the thing, just like if someone cheats on you in a normal relationship, if you still hold it against them, the relationship is doomed. Do you know what I'm saying?
You like, have to figure out how to let it go. And in my opinion, letting it go would be letting them go cheat on you.
That's starting a whole nother thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
You cheated, I cheat. You get to cheat, I get to cheat.
That's Heather's advice. My advice, like, you have to have two ways about it. Do you know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I've never been in that situation. They've been married for 22 years. How long was the affair? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, 22 years is a long fucking time. It's like the mistake was 7 years ago, you know? I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it.
I just feel like at that point, you got to have a conversation. You got to sit down. You have to approach them on it. And then I feel like that's fair. I feel like I would be like, okay, well, then I get to cheat.
You know what? I also feel, dear beloved listener and emailer, Heather and I are in no way qualified
to give this kind of advice.
To answer this question.
Yeah, like, it's just I mean, we're not, but at the same time,
if you're asking us, you know, if you're asking two people that are, you know, great,
unqualified,
great at relationships.
This is a great conversation, and we hope that you enjoy our. You know, the guy's probably like, you know what, Heather's right. I should be able to cheat.
He's gonna love yours.
He's gonna DM me and be like, hey, Heather, talk to my wife. She said it's okay. And I'm going to be like, no, 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 no. But anyway, yeah, we're no way giving you advice, sir, but that is our advice. That's our 2 cents on that subject. I think you should be able to cheat on her.
I think you either need to let it go, and you can move on in your relationship, or you have to end it if you feel like you can't move past the issue. You know what? Therapy might be a great
thing. Yeah,
therapy might be great. You know what? Every time you and I are not qualified, we should just be like
therapy.
medical advice.
Therapy.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening to Confessions of a Dating App. One day we'll get a boy to be on this app or on this podcast, because I keep trying to get guys to come on. And they're like anti it, so I've given up. But one day, Nudia, one day we'll get a guy on. One day, we'll have
one
a guy
day,
on.
One day.
But thank you so much for listening. If you want to email us a question, confesstouspodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram @confessionsofdatingapp. My name's Heather.
I'm Nudia.
And we will talk to you next week. See ya.
Bye.
I'm dreaming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.